Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today.
On this episode of A&M Conversation With, Art Hall, a senior director with our Corporate Performance Improvement Group, sits down with director Marla Danz to discuss master data management and why it is no longer just a problem that applies to information technology.
It is so good to be back in A&M's New York studios. This is Art Hall, senior director in A&M's Corporate Performance Improvement Practice. And today I have with me my guest and friend, Marla Danz. Marla, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Art. It's great to be here.
Marla, to start off, tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you get started in financial services?
I have over 20 years' experience in financial services, information technology. I started out in applications development as well as infrastructure. I spent the last 10 years focusing on operational risk systems, primarily third-party risk management. But I had an opportunity to move into the master data management space a couple of years ago and continued my journey from there.
You moved into the master data management space a couple of years ago. What misconceptions have you experienced up to this point around master data management?
I think the biggest misconception that people have today is that data is an IT problem. It has always historically been managed by IT departments. And even 10 years ago, we were talking about databases and data warehouses and bigger and better data warehouses to store more data as data has grown exponentially. But really, the explosion of data in the last 10 years has required both the business and technology, as well as operations teams, to take a different approach to managing data, not just in the container itself, which is owned by IT, but what is the correct data to be using, and are we using it properly, and is the business able to leverage the data the best that it can be? We've had chief data offices springing up in various forms, but it's primarily not sitting in an IT department, but sitting in some form of a business, facing off back into IT, managing those requirements.
I imagine Global 1000 companies that struggle with data as just an IT problem today and trying to move them to data is an IT problem, a business problem, and an operational problem requires a significant amount of change management.
Absolutely. You really have to have sponsorship from the top, seeing data as an asset of the firm, along with people, process, and technology, kind of a fourth dimension, if you will, and then be able to sponsor initiatives to really focus on the data quality problems, as well as getting all the different businesses throughout the enterprise to agree on how to use the data and how to benefit from it.
I imagine that's a lot of heavy lifting.
Absolutely. Trying to get business folks in a room to agree on whose data is the golden source can be quite a challenge, but it's a great foundation to lay before you start looking into the exponential data growth in social media data, images, internet data, etc. You have to lay the foundation with the core data assets.
So Marla, we have about 60 seconds before we wrap, and you mentioned business practitioners or business executives. What three pieces of advice would you give the business executives that are listening to us today on how to tackle a master data management problem?
Sure. Well, certainly start with a top-down approach. You have to identify sponsors who are willing to support the data strategy and the data initiative. Once a chief data office is established, you really want to think about how the business operates. You want to identify core data assets, not just go from a tactical perspective, project to project, but come up with a strategic plan to identify core data assets. And then the third piece is to execute. You need to set up your governance model, set your policies and standards, implement a data glossary to capture data descriptions, critical data elements, and lineage, and establish a roadmap for adoption.
Well, Marla, it's a pleasure having you as my guest.
Thank you. Great being here.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.